Christopher Murphy, Margaret Gaughan, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. Thanks for having us.
So, your production of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. COVID couldn't keep it from happening, though it tried to. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Would you give us a one-sentence synopsis, Murphy?
That's tough, but here goes. World War II setting, London. A group of children have been sent to the English countryside to avoid the German bombings. And while they are there, they encounter this wardrobe in a room of this house that they've been sent to. And the wardrobe turns out to be a portal into a magical land where they do battle with the forces of evil and triumph in the end.
Thank you. We love your synopses anyway. That was a grand one.
Phew.
And it certainly has some interesting overtones of the quarantines and the sequestering that we experienced in the whole last year.
Absolutely. This is actually, in May 2021, going to be a very different production of Our Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe than if we had done it a year ago when we were scheduled. I've actually been very inspired by the fact that our young people have been kept at home. And I started thinking, you know, what are the imaginative things that they have done, the creative things that they've done to keep themselves from getting bored and too despondent while they've been cooped up at home, and sort of interpolated that into the concept of the production we're doing.
COVID creativity. That's really very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And Margaret, you are playing the role of Tumnus?
Yep.
Yes,
fawn. I am.
How exciting is all this?
It's very exciting. Playing Tumnus is very interesting, to say the least. He's a little goat man, and he's nervous all the time.
Was the story familiar to you?
Yes, very familiar to me. It was one of my favorite movies to watch growing up.
What's playing an animal like in a C.S. Lewis classic, no less?
C.S. Lewis writes all of his characters so lifelike and dramatic. So it's a challenge to bring it to life, such a storybook character, but I'm really enjoying it. It's so much fun to be this little goat man who's a little strange from his peers, but overall excited to try and do the right thing.
That's fantastic, and I'm glad to hear that you have such a good feeling about the part. Okay, Murphy, why is this worth the delay and all of the obstacles you've been up against for your actors and audience alike?
I think to bring people together, right? That's the thing we've all been missing for the last year, is any sort of communal experience. We at Youth Theater have certainly continued digital programming. We've done radio plays. We've done video plays. But it's been worth the wait, even though it's been frustrating to keep moving the show, it's been worth the wait just to be able to say, okay, now we will actually be able to bring these actors together on a stage in front of a live audience and let people experience theater together.
It's so different to connect on that level than it is watching someone through a screen. As for me, I'm 18 this year, so it's going to be one of my last shows. And it's bittersweet, definitely, but I'm very excited that I've gotten months to perfect this character and be the best he can be.
That's a very interesting point. And, of course, you still get to perform it.
Yes.
That had to be something you had to take on faith. We all had to take a lot of things during COVID on faith.
Yeah, it's actually been really interesting to watch them grow into these characters over a really long period of time and get to sit with them. And I've gotten to sit with the play much longer than you normally get to when you're working on something for 4 or 5 weeks.
Is this your first time doing this play?
It is my first time doing this play. I had seen the movie. I'd never read the books. I was actually in a production at the Civic about C.S. Lewis years ago. I played his brother, Warney Lewis, but it's my first experience with the show. And it was originally a very different concept. We were supposed to do it last May at the Black Box Theater on the Arts Campus. That was going to be a very, very different Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe than having to move it to the giant stage of the Embassy this year.
And you began work on this right before the pandemic. It was set to perform in May last year, 2020.
Yes.
It got rescheduled and canceled last December. Valiant effort to try to produce
it. Unfortunately.
What about the wear and tear on the cast and crew, just emotionally, thinking you're going to get to do it, and then you don't, and then you don't?
That's so true. I'm not entirely convinced still it's going to happen. There's a little bit of back of my head that's afraid to get too invested in it. Yeah, this was originally supposed to be May 2020. Auditions got canceled when everything shut down in March, and so we decided to move it to be our Christmas 2020 production. We got everything cast. We got 3 weeks into rehearsals, and then just before Thanksgiving, we had to shut it all down when things started getting really bad. So the whole cast valiantly pivoted and put on a radio production of A Christmas Carol with this exact same group of people. Did that in just a few weeks in December, and then we took a few weeks off, came back in February, and they've been working on it just one day a week for a long time. I wanted them to keep working on it, but I didn't want it to completely take over their lives. I keep telling people I feel like Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is my life's work at this point. And now, as we're coming out of spring break, we're going 3 weeks of full tilt rehearsals, and we're just really excited to all be back in a room together and feel like that's hopefully, as long as we take the right precautions, okay.
Has the momentum kept at a good speed for you, Margaret? And with all that extra time to practice and everything else, do you feel down in the groove and ready to go?
My momentum definitely dipped when I found out that it had to get canceled when we slipped into the red zone. But we got a lot more momentum going as soon as we started picking up again. As we're going into full rehearsals this week, I'm really excited to be back with my family, because theater is a very big family of
mine. It's a great family to have. So, Murphy, what kind of resilience factor was at play here, would you say?
These young people inspire me every single day. I look at them and they have very much made, I think, our production of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe a story about youth empowerment. Certainly, Lewis intended the play to be a Christian allegory, and we certainly don't overlook that stuff, but we've really started to focus on the notion that, you know, four ordinary young people come together and are able to do extraordinary things. And that's inspired by what I've seen from these guys over the course of the last year. They could have quit. They could have said, no, we don't want to spend 6 months of our lives working on a Fort Wayne Youth Theater production. But instead, they have all come in with the best attitudes, no matter what COVID procedures we made them go through, what hoops they had to jump through. No matter what, they always came in with smiles, I think, under their masks, and an attitude that they were just grateful to be there.
What about you, cast members, Margaret? What was this roller coaster ride like?
I can't say for everyone it's been the same, but it's definitely been difficult. Usually in theater, we get the connection, like, through face-to-face, being able to, like, not roughhouse, but, like, touch each other and, like, connect on that level. But we can't do that anymore. We have to completely change our way of acting and delivering a show. It's definitely been hard to do, but it's been a good change because I'm still happy that we can even do it.
Does it feel like you've actually learned, well, multiple sets of skills just with this one piece? But seriously, going on with your life and hopefully learning about acting as well, do you feel like you have an advantage because you've gone through all these changes?
Yes, I think it's taught me a lot on how to, like, accept things for what they are and try and make the best of it. It's definitely helped me hone in my skills on being able to still deliver a show, deliver a character, deliver some emotion, even through our hurdles. Our masks and our distance is very different from a show that we would usually see, but I've learned a lot from it, so I'm excited to take those skills on.
It's an interesting point you bring up, Margaret, because that's all the reality of it. Mm-hmm. And the show must go on. We've never had anything in any of our lifetimes like this.
Right.
So good luck to all of you.
Thanks.
Now, okay, fine points of this C.S. Lewis classic. It's got a cast of 25 youth plus one adult.
Correct.
The musical interludes with choreography sounds pretty amazing.
By Youth Theater's own Heather Clausen, choreographer extraordinaire.
We've got original masks.
We do, by Todd Espeland, our executive artistic director.
This sounds like quite a production during any time. How easy was it to stay positive, to keep all these things in line, to stay focused and just keep the production hopefully going on?
It has actually, for me, I think, been a blessing. It has given me something to look forward to and to work toward every single day. I did find it sometimes difficult to think that it was actually going to happen someday, but it really did. It gave me a purpose. It gave me a creative outlet, and it gave me a reason to keep going, to give this cast a reason to keep going.
Great. You had to have your own questions at some time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And this also brought on another collaborative first with the Embassy Theater.
Yes. And honestly, I don't know that this show would be happening without that collaboration, because only by virtue of the extremely large seating capacity of the Embassy Theater, when you are then able to take that down to a socially distanced number, are we able to have enough seats available to make doing the show financially viable. So we are extremely grateful to the Embassy. Everybody over there has just been really, really extraordinary to work with, and we are really excited to come roaring back, as I like to say, on the Embassy stage here.
And what is directing and particularly performing on that stage like?
We have yet to get up on the stage. We are still in the practice rooms above the Embassy, but I've seen the Embassy stage. It's like ginormous.
It is.
It's a little intimidating, definitely. It always is on your first night getting up on stage, but with the Embassy, it's a whole new level, and I know I'm going to get up there and I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, this is my moment to shine.
It's such a grand story that performing it in such a grand space is just perfect to me. I think the building will become an extension of the entire set and the entire play and serve it really well. We're just so thrilled to get up there.
And truly, are you feeling the real deal rush by now?
Absolutely. It's going to happen this time. We've been doing this for so long, but I am confident that we are finally in the home stretch and we're going to have live people in. We're so excited. The Embassy stage is big enough that we are going to be able to unmask for a good portion of the show, and we're actually going to be able to let audience see actors' faces for the first time
in a year. My. And what does this performance leave you ready to tackle next, then?
Well, we've got all sorts of exciting summer camps coming up at the Youth Theater this year. Lots of collaborations with First Pres and the Dance Collective and the Embassy. So we're really excited to, again, start approaching some degree of normalcy. We are going to be presenting a full season, hopefully next year, and we're going to be announcing those productions from the stage of the Embassy on opening night of Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
We've got a lot of excitement going on.
We do. It's a really exciting season, and I think people will think it's a lot of fun.
And we're so glad you got to have your last season, Margaret.
Definitely. It's been something to look forward to. It's a big show. It's on a big stage. I'm looking forward to it, definitely.
It sure sounds as if you all have this one, despite every one of those changes and delays we've been discussing that you had to deal with, and your audiences are certainly going to love it. Now, you didn't have to work this hard, Murphy, be this determined, but you did.
But it's just who I am.
And this cast, how could you not? So, last question. What has this whole adventure taught you two about yourselves as well as about Fort Wayne's amazing youth theater?
I've done youth theater since I was in third grade, I want to say. I've grown up with a fantastic community surrounding me, fantastic directors, fantastic teachers, fantastic castmates. It's taught me so much about community and family, because you can't do theater without other people. You have to rely on other people. You definitely become close to the people you're around, and going to rehearsals is something like a family reunion, because you're just so excited to see these people and work on a show.
I think she absolutely hit the nail on the head there. It certainly forced me to be creative in a way that I had never had to be before. It's very difficult to try to find the best way to stage a scene while keeping 10 feet of space between the people who are up there. So there's that. But more than that, I think Margaret's exactly right. It has taught me how important my community and my artistic family is to me, and to never take the days that I get to walk into a rehearsal hall or a theater and play with them for granted ever again.
Christopher Murphy is director of Fort Wayne Youth Theater's production of The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe, and Margaret Gaughan, one of the lead actors. Margaret, Murphy, thank you so much for sharing this story. Carry it on now.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us, Julia. You're the best.